Jehan Harney is a journalist and filmmaker of Egyptian-American extraction. Over the last year, she's lived in Prague and taught journalism at the city's new Anglo-American college. During her time in the Czech Republic, Mrs. Harney developed an interest in the issues surrounding the enforced sterilisation of Romani women. Subsequently, she made a documentary on just that theme, titled Sterile Dreams. Jehan Harney is now back in the United States, but I caught up with her just before she left to ask her why she decided to make such a film.
Well, I heard about this issue from an AP wire, and I was surprised that in this day and age you find such abuses. So I was curious to learn more about it from the perspective of those people. Especially, I didn't even know what Roma really meant. So it was an eye-opening experience just to, you know, meet with these people, learn about the issue, and be in their environment and spend many days with them, traveling back and forth. And so it was important for me also as a not just as a filmmaker or a TV journalist, but also as a mother, since I have two kids, 3 and 5, and I know what it means to really feel like you want to have kids, or and all those maternal instincts. So to see that somebody has been deprived of that for any reason, it seems to be unreasonable to me.
And my next question was, how did you find people had reacted, the people that you studied, to the deprivation of their fertility?
Well, people are angry about this. And when they speak about this, you've seen it on TV, on short TV reports, and possibly on radio. But my film was not a TV report. I really wanted to know more about what's happening with them and their lives, beyond just the publicity that you usually see. And I realized that for a Roma to be sterilized, it's doubly difficult. Number one, I learned that in their culture, the culture appreciates and the people appreciate women who are reproductive. And if a woman is not able to give birth, husbands usually have the right to divorce their wives, get a life. At any point of time, they can change their mind about the relationship and go off with somebody else who can give them kids. Even if the first wife who was sterilized gave him 2 or 3 or even 4. They, in their culture, they like to have as many kids. Not that I've seen them having like 10 kids, but I've seen them having 2, maybe 4. And I believe from my research and understanding of their history is because they have been discriminated against in the past. I heard that after the Jews and the Polish, there was the Gypsy Holocaust, and they were the third most exterminated people. So basically, after this experience, they feel they want to cling to each other more. They want to stick to the culture, their history, their traditions more. And part of those traditions, and of also keeping them alive, is also having more kids.
You yourself are a mother, as you already said, and did you find it thus very easy to empathize with these women that you looked at so closely? What was your relationship like with these subjects of your documentary?
It was very difficult to see a woman talking about this on the one hand, and then after that I see her holding her grandchild in her hand and talking about this and looking through the eyes of her grandchild, the only boy that she would have liked to have. And then you see tears in her eyes. The whole story is in those tears. So it's, you know, people can be on the media and say, oh, I'm upset, I accept this, we have to do something about it, and that's great. But when I saw their, you know, fragile situation, just when they hold a baby in their hand.
This has been a year-long project, but it sounds to me like it's quite a departure from some of your previous films that you've made. You made one about Feng Shui in
New York. Yeah.
So in what way does this compare to your previous output?
Well, this is absolutely the opposite, because Feng Shui of New York was about the city. And I interviewed experts from around the world who are experts in Feng Shui to talk about New York, different parts of New York and the feng shui that, and how that translates into, you know, the city becoming, you know, iconic culturally and financially. This film is really about people completely. And it's about the, you know, their human stories. And I try to deviate completely from things to people. And also, I'm not trying in this film to advocate a certain, like, issue. It's about people. And I'm not being judgmental also in this film. This is right or that's wrong. I am just there. I filmed it with a Czech filmmaker, Libuše Rudinská. And we went together and we spent many days with these people. And we were there to capture events that were evolving, things that are happening in their lives. So we didn't really structure things. We just went along with it. And our focus was mainly those people, not just a specific idea in my mind.
How was it to work so intensively with the Roma community all over the Czech Republic?
It was lovely. I think that's the best part of doing the film, really. Culturally for me, as an American, and also an Egyptian, because first they were very happy that an American is doing a film on them, because they believe in that part of the world. People don't know much about Roma and about this issue. And also when they saw my face, because I have, you know, a slightly darker skin, they thought, you look a little bit like us. So when they understood I'm also part Egyptian, they kind of liked that, because they said, you know, in our history we've been to different parts of the world, and also Egypt, and you look like us and we share things like us. So they were happy that looks and also background sort of can be conducive to, you know, learning more about them in a nice friendly way, and also sharing this with the world. They'd welcome us. We can see them, and they just woke up and in their robes, and they're fixing us tea, and they're hanging out with us. I didn't feel much difference. You know, I didn't feel I'm a stranger with them. They were very welcoming, very friendly. I really liked knowing this aspect of the Czech culture. It's not just all white people living in nice places, but there are also minorities. And, you know, they may not live in areas as affluent, but also they also have something to say and something to add to the culture. And I really liked meeting them.
You've previously won an award for Making a Difference. It was the Christopher's Making a Difference Award in film.
Yes.
So can you tell me, in what way you think making films can make a difference?
I think, to me, as a TV journalist who became a filmmaker, it's a great way to make a difference, because you're trying not just to tell a story in just 2 or 3 minutes. You're diving deep into the world of these people. And when viewers become engaged in their stories, they start to see their concerns and issues as something common with them as humans, beyond race, beyond color, beyond sex. It's something that can link people more on a different level, beyond just a piece of information. It's engaging people in other people's worlds.